Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my gorgeous one. It's always such a joy to be back here with you. Thank you for being here with me. And I want to talk about something today that is doing so much damage in the relational world. And it drives me absolutely bonkers every time I see it on Instagram, on emails, like all over the place. And it's this idea that if there is something that feels uncomfortable, if you feel anxious, if something feels off, then it's a red flag and you should leave. And like, I get it, because there are genuine red flags, you know, like I'm not here to say there aren't genuine red flags that we need to be aware of. There are behaviors that are genuinely harmful. There are people who are not safe for us to be in a relationship with, 1,000,001%. But somewhere along the way, we've taken this super important topic about recognizing harm and turned it into an incredibly oversimplified metric where every single uncomfortable feeling is treated as if it's your intuition telling you to run. It's the same with the whole, like, if it's not a full body yes, it's a no. We are way more complicated than that. We cannot oversimplify the human psyche. The truth is, if you have any kind of attachment wounding, which pretty much all of us do, I do not believe any of the statistics that say like 60% of people are secure. I'm yet to meet a secure human being. Even people that thought they were secure as soon as they started doing deeper personal work were like, I'm not secure at all. So if you have any kind of attachment wounding, if you have ever been hurt in love, if you grew up in an environment where love felt conditional or unpredictable in some ways, then discomfort in relationship does not automatically mean genuine danger. Sometimes discomfort just means that you're bumping up against some of your stuff internally. Now, I'm going to tell you a little personal story here. Before I met my partner, I was much more bought into this narrative. Like, I had done enough personal work to recognize I had anxious attachment. I realized that, like, oh, if I was feeling super anxious with someone, then it must mean that, like, something was wrong or that they were unavailable and that was why I was feeling anxious. So I was quite bought into the idea that, like, oh, unavailable partners create anxiety for me. And therefore, if someone makes me feel anxious, I should not date them. So when I met Thomas, initially, I didn't have a huge amount of anxiety, but things took a turn. And at this point in time, I genuinely believed that the right relationship would feel really calm and safe and easy, and that I would just know and that my body would relax and there wouldn't be any anxiety. Now, for those of you who don't know Thomas personally, which I'm guessing is the majority of you, he is a very loving, very stable, very available, very wonderful man, like the type of man that I had been saying I wanted for a very long time. But as I just mentioned, when we started dating, probably like a month or so in, maybe like 6 weeks in, I started to get really, really intense anxiety. Like really intense. I hadn't experienced anxiety like that. It was a different quality of anxiety to the type of anxiety I'd had with unavailable guys, but there was a lot of stuff coming up for me. Like a lot of fear, a lot of narratives in my mind, like trying to second guess everything, figuring out whether it was 100% right, like really nitpicking stuff, like feeling really, really like afraid suddenly if he was more distant from me. Like, but it was a very, very different quality of anxiety, as I mentioned, to the type of anxiety I'd had before. And if I hadn't done this work, like I'm being completely honest with you right now, if I hadn't done this work, I would have completely sabotaged the relationship and left. Like, and I say this with my whole heart, like, and I've said this to him multiple times, like, if I hadn't done this work and if I hadn't been aware of the complexity of the human psyche, of the complexity of relating, of like what happens when we attach or we start to attach to someone else, I would have said, I'm so anxious. This has to be wrong. Something is not right. This relationship can't be right for me. And we are now 3 years in. And I recognized that those signals that I had, and it was a long time that I had the signals. I'm not talking like a week. It was a long period that I had this like quite intense anxiety. I would have run if I hadn't done this work. The thing was that anxiety versus the anxiety that came up with Unavailable Guys, it wasn't my intuition. It was my fear of closeness. It was my nervous system activating because safe love and intimacy felt incredibly threatening to a system that had never had that much intimacy. And in truth, to a system that felt that she always had to work really hard to get love. So to receive love from someone and it just be like, it's just here, I'm interested in you, you don't really have to do that much, felt really, really threatening to my system. And I want to normalize this. Like, we have this like warped idea that love is so easy and like closeness is so wonderful and this is what we all want. Underneath it all, for a lot of us, love is incredibly threatening to our nervous system because love is where our initial imprints came when we were younger. So we have a lot of imprinting around what it means to be loved, what love should and shouldn't feel like, and anything that isn't in line with our initial imprinting, so our imprinting from childhood, is going to feel weird to our nervous system, and our nervous system doesn't like weird. It likes familiar. Familiar to the nervous system is like, yeah, this is cool, I'm used to this, even if familiar is actually kind of painful and ends up bad. So when someone safe shows up, if you're used to being in cycles of like the familiar chasing of someone and like the unavailable thing, your body's going to interpret the safety as something not being quite right. Sometimes this can show up as like maybe the relationship's wrong or it's boring or there's no chemistry, like your sex drive goes off a cliff, or you start like nitpicking those, getting super controlly, getting the ick. Maybe you just get very, very anxious in a different quality. When you move into safe relationship from having had like spirals of stuff without unavailable guys and all that kind of stuff, it's not that you're suddenly going to feel like, oh, this is magical. Your stuff will come up. The difference is that your stuff comes up in a container that can hold it. So I'm not here to say like, oh, your stuff's going to come up and it's going to be a disaster and so awful. No, your stuff will come up and the relationship can hold it. Like, there's communication around it. There's no like disappearing off for 2 months and not speaking to you and stonewalling, all that stuff. It will come up. And that is the purpose of relationship, guys. I'm going to underpin this whole podcast. The purpose of relationship is not sunshine and rainbows. Relationship can have sunshine and rainbows, 1,000,000%. We're not saying that you need to be in relationships to feel bad. But the underlying purpose of relationship is to heal the imprints that we had from childhood so that we can live a life more connected to the true essence of who we are. And the imprints we had in childhood is where that first disconnect happens, of like we learn what we have to do in order to be loved, so we start to shape shift. And healthy relationship is a really, really powerful alchemizer of that to bring us back into our truest essence. Now, I had a client recently, so separate story, I've just told you mine, but I will tell you this story of this client too. And she started dating someone who was, she was really, really excited about. Like, she was genuinely really excited. She thought it was going to be great. They'd known each other for quite a while. And initially it was all like pretty good, exciting. And then suddenly she found herself in absolute spirals, like so much anxiety that at point she would voice note me being like, I think I'm going to have to leave. Like, I can't deal with this anymore. It's so intense. And this guy was showing up. Like, he wasn't like ghosting her. He wasn't like playing hot, cold, like, he was like available for the relationship, and she was experiencing really intense anxiety. And she kept saying to me, maybe it's my intuition. Like, maybe it's not right. Maybe this is a sign that I should leave. Like, maybe I should leave. Like, I just, it's not normal. I should be experiencing this much anxiety. This is where I get so pissed off with so much of the stuff that we see on social media, because it proliferates this idea that when you get into a healthy relationship, it should all be easy. And yes, healthy relationships should feel secure. Like, it should feel like you can have a conversation, the person's not going to flip out and like disappear for 6 weeks. But it's still going to bring up your stuff. There is a difference between a relationship being like toxic because the behaviors between the two of you are like increasing wounding versus like, ooh, this dynamic is bringing up stuff that is mine to work with. And this is a really, really cool distinction. Is the discomfort that you're experiencing actually because of the other person, or is it yours? A lot of the time it's ours. And we project onto the other person and say that it's their fault. It's usually ours. So the more that we inquired with this wonderful client of mine and we looked at what was actually going on underneath the layers in her mind and body, it became super clear that it actually was not her intuition. Again, it was a fear of closeness. It was a fear that he might stay and then eventually leave in the long run and how painful that would be. It was a fear that like she might have to contort herself and lose herself in the process. It was a fear of actually being seen, of like, oh my God, what happens if I'm like fully seen here? A fear of like, oh no, what happens if he sees bad parts of me and he doesn't like them? The anxiety wasn't about him. It was not a red flag about him. It was a signal that she was reaching the edge of what her nervous system had a capacity to hold. And this is what we don't talk enough about. We don't talk enough about it. The fact that relationships bring up deep stuff. Like in the worlds that I exist within, like this, like spiritual healing, psychology, personal development, there's so much about this. But I experienced when I was back in banking, there was not enough talked about this. Relationships bring up deep stuff. They activate our old wounds. They touch incredibly tender places inside of us. And they ask us to be vulnerable in ways that feel completely terrifying for our nervous systems. But not all discomfort is danger. Sometimes it's your nervous system saying like, I can't actually receive this much attention. It feels really scary for me. Or like, I feel uncomfortable because this person's loving me so much and I don't know what to do about it. Like, I haven't done anything to actually need this. I was thinking the other day about how when I was in banking as like a not necessarily dating related, but I used to have the experience of like my boss saying to me like, oh, Lucy, you're doing such a good job, or like, you've done this thing really well. And I'd sometimes sit there and be like, oh, like, why is he saying that? Like, I don't think I've done very well. Like, I haven't been trying very hard. Like, what? It's exactly the same. Exactly the same pattern that often happens for high achieving women when they meet someone who is safe and secure and open and loving. We start being like, oh, but like, I haven't actually done anything to deserve this. So like, it's a bit weird that they like me so much. Like, why are they so into me? It's kind of weird because we've learned that we have to do so much to receive love. And as I mentioned, I genuinely, a lot of the time, feel quite angry about a lot of the messages that are proliferated on social media about red flags and green flags. I have never written a red flag list in my life. I have never written a green flag list in my life. I don't think that we can determine what is good for us based on an oversimplified metric. And the truth is, attraction exists way beneath the level of our conscious mind. So you could write every fucking green flag list in the world, but your attraction metrics live inside of your nervous system. So you could write an amazing red flag list. You're still going to be attracted to the person with red flags if you haven't healed your nervous system. We are always going to be attracted to what feels familiar to our nervous system. So until we have done deeper nervous system healing, we will continue to be attracted to people who repeat the patterns from the past. So if we've had multiple partners who've been unavailable, if we've been in relationships where love felt like super chaotic or conditional, we will tend to, unless we have looked at it in a deep and important way, unless we've healed the part of us that is attached to that pattern, we will continue to choose it. This is why we so often have like, we have these experiences where we keep having the kind of same guy with a different face. Same part of us that's attached to them, attracted to this like specific energy, different face, same energy. And until we try to heal that part of us and until we work with it, when someone safe shows up, we will sabotage it. Like, I look back and there were a few like genuinely good guys that I dated like when I was much younger in my 20s. I did not realize they were good guys. I completely sabotaged the whole thing. Completely sabotaged it. Created a whole story in my head about how they couldn't meet me, how they weren't clever enough, how they weren't like academic enough, how they weren't driven enough, how they wore the wrong shoes, how they were like pathetic. Created all this stuff in my head. It was all my own self-sabotage. No, there's nothing wrong with any of this. I don't want to shame you guys if any of you are like, oh God, I do this. It's so normal. But this is why I'm like, please can we step away from the red flag, green flag thing? Because it's not that simple. It's not that simple. Deep breath. So it's incredibly important for us to start to build capacity to notice what is our stuff, like, versus the relationship is actually unsafe. We have to learn to distinguish between this person is unsafe or not good for me, and this intimacy is activating something in me that hasn't healed yet. Before we start going to red flag lists and green flag lists, which is a total outsourcing of our power, we need to understand what's actually coming up inside of us. Now, here's the thing. You can understand this intellectually and it will not change anything about how you feel in your body. Like, I understood intellectually what was happening when I met my partner. I knew that my attachment stuff was coming up. I knew that it was like potentially a fear. I knew that it wasn't really about him. It didn't stop the anxiety. And again, if I hadn't been aware of the deeper layer, that anxiety would have been sufficient for me to just implode and run away. It's a much deeper body-based process. This is not a thinking problem. It's a nervous system problem. So you can't keep telling yourself to behave differently. It doesn't work. Like, until your body experiences and learns something different, until it has the experience of being close without being abandoned, being seen without being rejected, of like softening without collapsing, the pattern will keep on running. And that's not me saying that you have to find a super safe partner in order to do the healing work. No, you can do this through specific practices that I teach. So if you are listening to this and recognizing yourself in it, if you've ever felt like super anxious with someone safe or bored with someone stable, bored and ick-filled, and you're convincing yourself it's a red flag and that you should just leave, you're not doing anything wrong. I want to say that. It's just that you're reaching the edge of what your nervous system has the capacity to hold. And that edge can expand, which is great work. This work that I do is all about building our capacity. It's about building our capacity to sit with what is going on inside of us without bolting. It's like building the capacity to inquire into what is actually happening. Like, is this person actually unsafe, or is this intimacy just unfamiliar and I need to lean into this? And it takes time. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you learn this quick trick and it's all magically done. No, it takes time and it takes support. But I feel like I can be a freaking poster child for this work because I was a relational hot mess, as you know. And I will be celebrating my 3-year anniversary with Thomas this week, which is absolutely mental for someone who sabotaged every good relationship and used to freak the fuck out and chase every unavailable man under the sun. So if you are feeling inspired and like, oh, this is me, I'm hosting a workshop this Sunday, which is free, called Why You Spiral, The Real Reason Why Smart Women Struggle in Love and What to Do About It. So if you're starting to wonder whether some of this stuff is for you and you're like, oh God, I feel like I need to look at this, come along. It's at 6 o'clock UK time. It's free. It would be gorgeous to have you there. The community of women at the shop, this stuff is always amazing. You don't have to have your camera on if you don't want to. It would be such an honor. And this process that we'll be moving through is really about understanding what's happening in your body so that you can start to respond differently. So, my sweet love, I will put the link to register in the show notes. I'm so excited to see you there. I'm sending you huge amounts of love, and I'll speak to you soon.